Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We shall wait upon you, our Abba. For in the fullness of Yahshua HaMashiach, the promises unto Israel, we do wait. We pray that you will delight us all tonight as you speak unto us, as you correct us, reprove us, chastise, admonish us, and cause your instructions and disciplines to fill our living. We ask your blessing upon your manservant as he speaks to us tonight, that we may receive it with all openness of love, without disputing, but with gladness of love. Bless all of our friends and listeners tonight on the live stream. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah enrich you tonight. Shalom. Yah barak you. You may be seated. What a great delight it is that we may come into the presence of our Abba, and that we may take great delight in his expressions toward us as he speaks his word of life unto us, and that is the power of Yahshua HaMashiach revealed unto Israel. And what a great delight that is in an hour, in a time that is so disgusting. This is such a vile, ignorant generation. It's pathetic. It's stupid. It is sottish. I left early this morning because I had to go down to the prison in Salter, South Carolina. And some of the most appalling things that is so wicked. This is a stupid generation. The men are stupid. The women are full of folly and stupidity. One asked me today, I guess you're just as happy as we are. And I responded to him, I'm contented. I will not act like a fool like them. They were foolish with folly. The women with laughter and loudness and stupidity. It is none of y'all. The men with all of their gesturing and their folly. Of course, they're all watching me because I will not participate and I will not reduce the standards of Yah down to such putrefied expressions to bring shame upon him. I will not participate in their folly, in their gesturing, their joshing. It is not of Yah. When anyone began to produce, began to participate in that, it's going to produce death. And that's why you will not sense any spiritual life. You cannot even sense that today. I was appalled. I was grieved. I'm vexed and tired, even to be in the midst of such ignoramuses that have no handle on anything that is called life, because their stupidity is expressed in their mannerism. You can tell a fool from a wise man. A wise man will always hear instructions. He will always hear disciplines, because they will refine him. A fool is augmentative and full of folly and stupidity. You think if I had stood up and said, you bunch of fools. The matter of fact, I start to say, hey, hold up, you don't hear that? Because the roar of their folly and their voice was so, it was so irritating. And such a grievous thing. Their laughter and their folly without control. I would want all you sisters and brothers, that stupidity, that folly, you think that there must be some jesting and laughter. It is not of y'all. This is no time for that folly. This is a time for seriousness. Brothers, I warn you all, it is a time for soberness. Everything that one says is not humorous or hilarious. We need to begin to control ourselves. We that have that tenacity, that everything, that there's some kind of gesture to it. When I saw that today, I said, wow, appalling. The stench in the nostrils of Almighty Yah. And for me even, to be in the midst of that, to associate with that. I was grieved. Get me out of here, woman. Come on. Do you have to go to work? Yes, I have to go to work. I don't agree with it, brothers and sisters. It's not of Yah. He doesn't want us participating in that. Even among yourselves. You daughters, you shouldn't be hurt. Your laughter and your talk, it shouldn't be heard. What should be heard about you is your beauty and the expression of the disciplines of Yah. Not your silly laughter. Not your loud laughter. It should not. Not your loud talk and much talk. I watched these women that's supposed to be professional women, and they were so sappish. And of course they look at me because I would not participate with their gestures. I ignored them. I will not reduce my Abba and the standards of Yah down to the standards of this wicked, damnable world that's full of folly and stupidity. And we, the people of Yah, we act like that. Something is wrong with us. We should have the joy bells of Yah ringing constantly and not this folly and this silliness of this stupid laughter. It's an eerie, stupid laughter. It's not of Yah. It's not of Yahweh. We should be sober. Our minds and our conscience should be clear. We should not be loud in our conversation. Daughters of Zion, the men were worse than the women. And same thing with the men. That there should be a control over our conversation. The way we respond. You daughters, you should hear you around here with foolishness and laughter. Same thing with you brothers. It's not of Yahweh. It brings death to a camp. It's folly. And there is nothing that brings death like this sporting and this folly. That's why many are not spiritual. That's why they are not led by the spiritual Ruah or the guide of Yah. The spiritual guides of Yah. Their minds are not disciplined. They're not controlled. Our actions are not under the control of the disciplines of Yah. And so that's why we participate in such folly and such stupidity. I will not do it. I will not reduce myself. I will not condescend to the level of a dog and participate in dogish manners and fashion myself like the stupidity of the world. He shows you, daughters of Zion, how you ought to be. That your presence, your attitude will be well spoken of by the brothers because they will see something that is admirable. And man, when you walk in the disciplines of Almighty Yah, you will be regarded as a man of virtue, value, and great strength. We got ignoramuses, we got stupid boys today, and little girls that are immature and childish and juvenile. I don't retract one thing. That's the standard of the world today. And any time you daughters of Zion find yourself reduced down to that, you're less than a childish, immature individual. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to walk in the maturity of His Ruah. If my humble Shia act like that, I don't care what these fools said. He never participated in this folly. He was sober. He was sincere. He had a purpose. He had a calling. Yahshua did not do that. Hallelujah. That's why Yah is going to mock us. I want to read something. Deacon Benny is going to come. I have a few minutes before he comes. But I want to read something. Let me read this first. This is a news article. Yah is going to tear this house to hell. Tear it up, Yah. It says, will science render men unnecessary? I tell you all the time that Jotan has a tremendous vexation and a desire to eradicate man. For he is the image and the power of Almighty Yah. It is just the corruption of sin that has reduced him down to less than a beastly thing. And that's what he's been reduced to. Will science render men unnecessary? I normally do not, and this is the article that's written by Brian Alexander. He says, I normally do not spend a great deal of time thinking about my sperm. But recently, a team of scientists announced that they have made artificial sperms from human bone marrow, and media report abound with the dire news that my good fellows, by my extension of me, have been rendered unnecessary. Listen to this now. If a woman chooses to do so, speculation, tabloid, journalism, she could make sperm from her own bone marrow, fertilize another woman's egg, and follow, baby. Men could be completely sidelined, according to the British Daily Mail. Women to self-create, Blair in the headlines, in the Australia Daily Telegraph. Men beware, began a story on one U.S. news site. So they say to the men, you better beware. There are at least a half a dozen reasons why such speculation is silly, some scientists and some practical. For example, I'm not going to read as long as the experience with the man and the woman. I want you to hear this part. It says here that Steele suggestion, Greg Stott, director of the Program of Medicine, Society and Technology at UCLA School of Medicine, and CEO of biotech company, Signum. It is very interesting that there were any story at all. Experiments have created eggs and sperm, so-called artificial gametes, from embryonic stem cells and other cell type for years now with limited success. So the bone marrow work does not represent a giant leap. And the stories are reminiscent of some that were printed 10 years ago when the birth of Dolly the sheep, the first mammal clone from adult cells, was announced. We men are declared washed up then. It goes on to say, so we permit ourselves, I draw near men, then there may not be much different than the present. The concept here that resonate with people is the idea that men are not necessary in some way. Stock suggests, but men are not really necessary at this point either. Well, strictly in terms of keeping human species alive, you women need some of us. You don't need all the men, but you need some of us. You just don't need all that many of us. Though we prefer to keep that under the hat, we make a glut of sperm, millions of them, so one man can spread his seed. Sperms banks have long been an important part of the vitro fertilization, just bulls and semen and integral parts of the dairy product. Frankly, you only need a small tribe of guys equipped to take care of the women at this stage. So actually the article talks about this new discovery that whereby the bone marrow of women can be utilized to produce sperm to fertilize eggs in another woman. This is the mindset of this generation. It is one that will not adhere to the Torah, the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. And you say, well, Pastor Roberts, that's not relevant. It is relevant because in this today's society, the attitudes of women have they reduced the mind down to a little less than a piece of meat or a form of some sexual pleasure. There's no regard or honor at all. And the powers of hell understand that. So mind is reduced down to this form of reproduction. And it's not so. He was made. He was installed. He had the power and the laws of Yah installed in him. And he was a representative of Almighty Yah. And from that bosom came the woman, that she may be a strength unto the law of the Torah of Yah, that she may stand to be a helpmeet unto him. And so this wicked society, it goes on to say in the article, that what do you say about marriage now? That women can produce from their own loins. It will not be so. They will produce a illegitimate thing created from hell. A retarded thing. That's why many are retarded today. Because there's no law that governs their minds. There's no true Torah of Yah governing them. And so the minds of their children are being produced by this corrupt law that works in them. And so they cannot teach the disciplines of Yah because they're ignorant and they're full of stupidity. So the parents do not have the power to instruct in the disciplines of Almighty Yah. That's why this generation is retarded the way it is. That's why I take great pleasure in such stupidity and folly. The things that are serious, they don't believe in that. The things that were substance, they don't want to hear that. Because it's a foolish generation. It's a stupid generation. It has not the Torah of Yah abiding in it. I want to read this. Hallelujah. It says in the book, the word of Yah is true. It makes no difference what you think of or how you feel about it. It's still true. Hallelujah. This world is wicked. It is not a wise world. It's not a world that has the wisdom of Yah. Where is that? I want to read this before Deacon Biddy comes. I really physically don't feel like preaching tonight. Mishli, it says this. It talks about a wise house and a wise person. It says this. It tells us, listen to it. Forsake the foolish and live. Forsake your foolish ways, your arrogant, haughty, stupid ways. Yah say, forsake it and live. And go in the way of understanding. All the ways of a man, they seem pure to him. He seems right. But Yahweh weighs the balance of a man. He sees what's in him. He sees the motive, the intent, and the purpose. And Solomon says, he that corrects or reproves a scorner, you can always get ashamed when you deal with a fool. I don't care who it is. You will always get shame when you correct or discipline a fool. And he that rebukes a wicked man gets himself a blot. You're going to be ashamed that you did it. Because a wicked one will not receive anything. I said to one yesterday, it's amazing that you can sit and think you know about others. And you can speak about others. But when someone tells you something, they're always wrong. Stupidity. And I don't take nothing back either. He says, reprove not a fool, a scorner, lest he hate you. That's what they do. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. I believe that. One that is wise, you reprove them, they will always love you. Not a fool. You reprove a fool. When a man is pure in his motives, there is nothing impure unto him. But when one is undefiled and unbelieving, I don't care, pure things they will not receive. They will roll like hell. Their wickedness will flow like dross. But a wise man, he perceive that everything is that is spoken unto him, it is for his gain and his benefit. He doesn't care what it is, he gains from that. Because it causes him to examine himself, to watch himself, to do an introspective research. But a fool will be augmentive. A fool will say, well, that's not so, that's a fool. Anytime you hear this damnable stupidity, the raising of a voice, that's a jackass of a fool. Wise man, he speaks more of his fire just by being quiet. And a stupid jackass fool, with all of their verbiage, they say nothing. Loud and say nothing. I don't retract anything. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. The next time that anything like that transpires here, I don't care if it's your mama, I don't care if it's you, I will reprove you openly. And I mean that. Some of your daughters act more juvenile than juveniles. You can't be corrected. You think you're above the correction of Yah, you're a fool. As Deacon Bennett preached one time, then there are no wise people at all then. Then if there are no wise people, we are all fools then. That is right. It says give instruction to a wise man. Give instruction. What is an instruction? It's the discipline. You discipline a wise man and he will yet be wiser. That is what instructions or discipline, I don't care what it is. I said to one yesterday, I said, when I first met Stair, this lying dog of hell, R.G. Stair, we were studying at the campground and he said this to me. He said, yeah, I see Pastor Roberts, he lessened for the Miller sister. I said, like hell. There was nothing about any of them that I wanted. I worked with women at IBM that had money, had cars, had fine places. And if I wanted to be a dog, I'd have been a dog there. They were not on welfare. They didn't have babies. They were college degree women. It made no difference their complex or the color of their skin. White, Asians, black. If I wanted to be a dog, I would have gone to that level. Not ride the bus. I could have been riding a Mercedes-Benz. And I certainly was not going to sell myself for what? But he said that, and I said, okay, that's all right. I receive it. I know it's not so young. But I know that even that would make me do an introspective search of my own life. Maybe I find something there. I will guard myself against that. That I will not touch any sister or do anything wrong toward them. So that's what I did. Even though I knew he wasn't so, that's what I did. I guarded myself to make sure that I did not approach or touch any sister inappropriately. Or said anything that she would perceive that there was some kind of gesture made. You understand? If I wanted to be a dog, I could have been one with what the world calls someone that's fine. You believe me. I'm telling you the truth. But I was not about to go that way. Period. But I didn't reject what he said. That's all right. I receive it. Because you tell a wise man, you rebuke a wise man. You instruct a wise man, he will be yet wiser. You teach one that is just, a just man, and he will increase in learning. That's what he will do. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Kodash, is understanding. For by them the fear of Yah and understanding, for by me your days shall be multiplied, you shall have life, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you be wise, you shall be wise to yourself, but if you be a scorner, you are left alone to bear it. If you will scorn and be scornful, Yah says you're going to bear it. And he says, I want to tell you something. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and she knows nothing. Now that is what scripture says. She is loud. She is silly. And she knows nothing. I want to tell all you daughters of Zion. Just like you believe that you have the ability to judge and to make an opinion and to discern. Don't you know that others will judge you as well? For what judgment you judge others, you're going to be judged with the same judgment. When a man sees those traits in a daughter of Zion that are admirable, he will compliment on that. When he sees something that's full of folly and stupidity, he will have disdain for it. You keep yourself spotless and pure, not simple. Not ignorant of your own ways and your own attitude, your lies and your corruption. That's the truth. She's simple. She knows nothing. She has no character. The beauty of every daughter of Zion, there's a character. And every last one of you should have a character. And that character should be the submission of Yah that he has placed in the woman, that her head is the man. You propose, you talk, and you don't care how you answer anyone at all. That's wickedness. That's not of Yah. Period. 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 It's amazing because you will not go to the world and do that. You fear the world because you're cowardly. I say it again, you fear the world because you're cowardly. You will not go to a job and talk any way you want to. You will humble yourself and bow down. Yet when it comes to the house of Yah, you wicked ones, you have no control over your mouth. You're loud, you're silly, you're full of folly. It is wickedness. It is flat out wickedness. I don't care if any of you all will not be my friend. It makes no difference at all. When you hear a silly woman that is loud and full of folly, you're dealing with a simple, stupid, foolish woman. You hear a man that is full of folly, he is a man that has no control. And how can a man without any control lead the people of Yah? So this is a generation that believes because they are corrupt that there is no man or no one, no leader that has his own house under control. How can one lead the house of Yah when their house is not under control? Hallelujah. And that's the way it is. What are you? I'm just what I am. I'm a leader. I'm a warrior. And to hell with you. I don't care what you think. And I mean that. Your daughters quit acting your silly, foolish ways. You'll laugh to cut it out. Stop it. It's wrong. What I saw today, it was dismal and appalling, loud women. I recluse myself from them. I'm not going to be around them. And they all looking at me. I want you to look. Because I am not going to act like you. I'm not going to do that. And I was hoping that one got a little out of hand so I could have dealt with them. And I would have did it royally too. I would not participate in the folly. You shouldn't have that kind of gesturing and foolishness in the place of Yah. It's a time to be sober and clear-minded and quiet. The beauty of any woman, her quietness. You hear a woman talking a lot, tell her shut her mouth. Be quiet. It's not of Yah. It isn't. You can hear her loud giggling and laughter. That's wickedness there. That's a simpleness there. That's a folly. It's not of Yah. I tell you that now. I don't care if you don't love me. Come on, Deacon Honeycutt. Yah bless you all that are listening tonight. Pastor Robert, just a little reproof for the house of Israel. They need it. Bless you, Deacon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Yah. That is so true. We do need the rebuke. From the time that Deacon Horn preached of last Wednesday, how he told us that Yahweh say, follow him, I assume we are people that forget. Because if we have listened to the word that he spoke, we would have followed Yahweh during the week. We would have been on guard for the enemy. We would have knew the tactics of the enemy. But because that the word is not real within our lives, then that is why that we don't receive the word that is spoken. And it doesn't make any difference of what brothers speak, because I haven't seen a change of the words that Deacon Horn spoke last Wednesday, of the brother Patrick speak, of brother Dale speak. I haven't seen a change. So how do it matter of what brother speak? Because he's speaking to emit the truth of Abba Yahweh, and is still not making a change to his people. We still come in here the same way. We say, all right, Abba Yahweh, forgive me, Abba Yahweh. We don't say Abba Yahweh. We say it's Wednesday. It's time to go to service. It's Sabbath. It's time to go to service. How long is they going to be up there? What time is they going to start? Is it not no kind of discern of wanting to hear the truth? I'm going to speak it, my brothers and sisters. Because, see, the word is for my soul as well. And I have to make it in by listening to the truth. And not only do I see it, I hear so many times of how the pastor have to coerce us. But if anybody asks us, are we the children of Abba Yahweh, we would tell them, yeah. And if we have a love for them, we would even go as the first say, yeah, toward that too. And that's not true. Because to have a love for something, you're going to care for it, and you're going to show appreciation for it. We don't show no appreciation for the truth of Abba Yahweh. No, we don't, saint. We don't want no chastisement for Yah to show us our shortcomings. Not realizing how short the time is. Because, saints, we're not real. You might as well admit it, that we're pretending. We know the name of Yahweh and His precious Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. But it's just more than the name. For His name is His Torah, His Mitzvah, that He gave us as a roadmap. There ain't no we gotta walk by, we must walk by. We be claiming the name of a true Kedushim saint, walking as a true saints of Abba Yahweh. Pastor tell us, he quotes that scripture, that we are a city that's set up on a hill. And we should have a light that's shining bright. But because we're still yet carnal, it has dimmed that light, saints. And because we have not yet let the word enter into our lamb to purge this old wickedness and the things that we should have got rid of that's still there, cleanse it out, saints. But Yahweh said we have been bought for price and we are no more our own. But we don't want to receive the word today, saints. We quote that scripture to one another. Everything working for the good of those that love Abba Yahweh and are called according to His purpose. But the problem come when that word comes to try us. We have a problem with it then. Where we can speak loud and clear to someone else. But the word is for you. Because Yahweh is preparing His people for this last battle. And unless the people get an ear to hear, they're not going to make it. No matter how much you fight, the word still stands true. You know, the word said only a few therein is going to enter in. Even a few in this place here. Are you part of that few? Because only you can enter in. Through by hearing the word of Abba Yahweh. And taking it in and walking in it, saints. Really believing in what you speak of knowing Abba Yahweh and His precious Son, blood, Yahshua HaMashiach. It's time for us to be for real and to be sober. Because, see, it ain't no time for us to have no division amongst one another when the scriptures say, this is how men will know that you're His disciples, that we have a true and pure love for one another. Something's wrong, saying, when one calls division in the camp, and it ain't nothing that they can come together between one another and get it right. But if we guard ourselves, and we do like Deacon Horn say, or we follow our Yahweh, keeping them scriptures in our mind, we will be on guard before that even happens, saints. But because, as the old saying, an idle mind is the devil workshop. And you see it's the devil workshop because you see how it calls you to do things against a brother and sister and cause confusion, which it should be shalom every day. This is a place of shalom. This is not like the world out there, saints. To me, it's a place of shalom, whether nobody else thinks so or not. To me, it is. Our children could walk around here with no worries at all. We don't have to worry about no drugs in this place, no gunfire. We don't have to duck for no bullets. We should bless Abba Yahweh. And it's a shame that those that are listening on the live stream appreciate the word that's being spoken more than the people that's sitting right here and the word being spoken to them. Now that's a shame, saints. That's a shame. Because just like the word for them, it is for you. They realize that. What is our problem, saints? Why we don't realize it? Or why we don't let the word purge and cleanse us? That we appreciate the word. That we come into the house, the tabernacle of Abba Yahweh. That it can't be like a sound and trumpet as we rejoice, saints. Each one of y'all here of when the praises come. I had dimmed the praise of this, saints. Don't tell me everybody praising Abba Yahweh. I understand you work a job. That's still no excuse. That's no excuse. Abba Yahweh gave you the strength that no harm or danger come upon you till you enter into the tabernacle one more time. And you trying to tell me you can't praise him? Oh, we should repent before Abba Yahweh, saints. Well, something is just not real in our land, saints. And Abba Yahweh gonna always judge his people. Because he said, if you're a son or you're a daughter, he's gonna judge you. Whether you want to be judged or not, you're going to be judged. And believe me, if you're not Abba Yahweh, he is going to move you out. So you don't have to worry about getting upset at the word. Turn with me to Galatians 3:1. Colossia. It says Galatians 3:1. Because he's going to do the separating things through his word. Because his people is going to be as one. Whether you be in there or not, saints. If you then be risen with high Messiah, seek those things which are above. And if we seek those things which are above, there will be no room for evil thoughts. Colossians 3:1. 1-4 I'm going to read. Things which are above, where Hashemiah sits on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your affection on things above, not on the things on the old land. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Hamashiach in Yahweh, which Hamashiach with our life shall appear. Then you also appear with him in honor and splendor. Mortify therefore, Colossians 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the old land. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which are idolatry. Verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of Yahweh comes on the children of disobedience. But we know for a fact, saints, that when Yahweh come to judge a house, there's disobedience in the house. We try to fight it and deny it. But see, Yahweh don't judge the outer appearance of man. And I bless y'all for that. But he judged the very life of man. Because he knows that it's corrupt and it's wicked. And man always depends on that wicked thing to please his own will and his own ways, not the will of Yahweh. It's time for us to be for real, saints. It's time for us to walk in that one man and be on one accord, saints. That we be in one body, the house of Abba Yahweh, and quit and let the devil cause so much confusion because we just won't study his word. Because we go to his word, saints, we'll get the victory. Well, we so much always try to work things out ourselves. As the pastor say and quote that scripture, it's a way to seem right to man in his own eyes. Now, that scripture we do walk by because we do things in our own sight, in our own way. And it brings death, saints. It don't bring no Ruah Baba Yahweh. But we see that. We see that. That's why we can't have no true and pure shalom amongst one another. I always say, like I told the pastor, and still do, I don't understand. I rather, sometimes I say, the sisters should do like we do. Hug and just let go. Quit the kissing. True. True. That's true. Really say, now, it don't make no difference to me whether you agree with me or not now. I'm just going to speak the word, as Abba Yahweh say. I'm all right if you're married with me now. I'm all right. I'm still going to love you now. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm going to walk around the land. I'm going to say, Yahweh bless you, just like I always do, and smile. It don't make no difference to me. But we got to be for real with each other, saint. And we say we're the condition of Abba Yahweh. We are a family, saint. This is our home. There can't be no division in here. It can't be. Because one thing for sure, Abba Yahweh going to move it out. Because he's getting his people together. And like I say, there's only going to be a few. Are you part of that few? Because it ain't the pastor that's moving you out. Even though you claim, or you say it's him, but Yahweh said, because they have not the love of the truth, he give them the desire of their own leg. Now, if you have a love for the world, that's where he's going to put you at, in the world. And he said he put you out because you were none of us. He's just getting his people together, his saints. Because Abba Yahweh is coming back for a pure house. He's coming back for a bride won without spot or blemish. And that is the way it's going to be, saints. That is the way it's going to be. Verse 8, but now you also put off all these. Anger. That's one we have a problem with. Wrath. Malice. Blaspheming, filthy communication out of your mouth. Verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man. See, that's where we have a problem at. We hadn't put off that old man. But we still holding on to some parts of that old man. Even though the scripture says you are no more your own, you have been bought with the price of Yahshua HaMashiach blood. But still, we haven't just let him enter us out completely. We hadn't just let him crucify this flesh of ours. Tear it down that it's nothing. We're still holding on to some of them ways. That's why Abba Yahweh continues to send his word to judge our land. Yep, we say it ain't in us, but you prove different. You prove different because we can see in the action. If it's not in you, then why are they not rejoicing to hear the word of Abba Yahweh? Where is there not a gladness when the correction comes that Abba Yahweh is still letting you know that there's time for repentance? Why is it not that away? Why is it as it was in the day of Stephen? You stiff-necked, uncircumcised and led, and that's the people today. Now, and you feel just like the people when the word be spoken to you. That you want to go up and snatch on the pastor, snatch on the brother. And it's just, he's letting his people know that while you got a time that he can be found, repent and ask for his mercy. He said, those that are called by my name, he said, humble themselves. We don't do too much humble. We don't have a meek spirit without fight. But we do more fight than humble. He said, fast and pray and turn from your wicked ways. Then he will draw you back unto him. While he can be found, saints, we better start humbling ourselves that we have a place, because there is a hell, whether we believe that or not. And we are going on all those that deny Abba Yahweh and deny his Torah, the way of life. Because we have a roadmap, and we can walk by it. Because we have had an example that went through the same thing that we went through. And he showed us that we can endure. And we just trust in our roadmap here. But you got to believe this roadmap. You got to believe it. It has to be a part of you, saints. It got to be a part of you. Because the time is getting near. Even our adversary Satan know that. It's just the people of Yah that don't know. For there is neither Greek, verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Yahuda, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but the Messiah is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh, Kodesh and beloved, bow the mercy. We have a problem mercy too, don't we, saints? Yes, we do. We have a problem mercy against one another. And that shouldn't be. Because the love in our lives is not the love of Yahshua HaMashiach. See, there's so much carnality in us saints that we need to be purged out. That we just won't admit it. That we try to hide it. But see, you can't hide it from Yahweh, the one that created you. You can't hide it from him. Because he found you out, saints. Y'all don't realize that when he's speaking that word to y'all, he knows what's in you. And then you're going to say, man of Yah, don't know what they're talking about. Yes, they do. They know. They can tell by when the word comes to judge you, saints. And it is right. You do have an expression on your face. You do. You have an expression on your face where you like it, where you don't like it, where you agree with it, where you don't agree with it. But it don't make no difference to Yah. Yes, a whore's forehead. Yep. It don't make no difference to Yah. The judgment is going to come. And you either going to walk like a true Kedushim, or you going to walk as you came in, a common mind. This word needs to cleanse us and purge us tonight, saints. That it shouldn't every time that the man of Yah come up here and have to speak the word, that he got to do it coercing. The Ruach should be fervent out there now. Fervent. If Yah is true in our land, saints, and we really believe that, he shouldn't have to coerce us to lift up our hand. Now, if anybody asks y'all, do y'all love Yah, y'all would say, yeah. But that's not true, saints. When we come into this tabernacle, this bayit of Yah, we got to be like David. It got to start being a gladness in our lives, saints. We got to quit pretending, saints. We're doing too much pretending. Yes, we are, saints. We're doing too much pretending. And I mean, even you amongst yourselves, y'all know when the brother and sister pretending. Y'all know. You know yourself. Let's get real with y'all. Our Yah was real with us. He gave his very best. He gave his son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may have a right to his kingdom. Let's get real with him. Let's quit playing, saints. Let's walk as one, on being on one accord, in one body, of trusting our Abba Yahweh. Let me read on. Verse 13. For it's time to be sober-minded, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as HaMashiach forgave you, so also do you. We have a problem in that area too. See, I'm going to talk tonight, saying, instead of us going to that brother or sister, see, we get one another, we get in our group. I told you, I'm going to talk, whether you like it or not. But see, the thing that we should do to bring the victory is take it to the altar and give it to Abba Yahweh. That he bring the shalom with y'all too. I have many at feet. Because, see, we go to one another. Sometimes we don't get the strength that we should get. I hear the right thing that we should hear according to Abba Yahweh. we speak that which is about carnal mind, and all that do is bring more confusion, and that shouldn't be. If you consider to be a brother or sister, I'm going to speak the word of Abba Yahweh. I'm going to speak it, whether you think it is or not. Because, like I said, we're our family. And y'all are my family. And because we're in the house of Yah. In order for me to have peace with y'all, my leg got to be right. And what I tell y'all to do, I got to do it as well. If me and a brother have an art against one another, like I'm telling the sister, I got to go to that brother and get it right. Which are all to nothing, or all to nothing. And it shouldn't be. You should be able to settle with that brother or with that sister right there. It shouldn't go no further. The pastor shouldn't even have to get involved. But sometimes he do. Because, for a simple reason, one don't want to listen. I always say, from both of us talking, somebody not listening. So somebody got to be quiet and the other one got to listen. All right, we're going to go on to verse 14. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Verse 15, and let the shalom of Yahweh rule in your land. To thee which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. We have a problem being thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Yahshua HaMashiach dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching you and admonishing one another in psalms and hallel praises and spiritual songs, singing with free unmerited pardon in your land to Yahweh. We're very slack in that, ain't we? Pastor tell us all the time that we should come in singing. And we don't do it. But even when he come in singing, even though some of us join in with us, all of us should. I love when he do it. Because he giving praise to Yahweh. The same way I claim I love, that's why I love to get in with him. And you should too. But you don't. But you don't. So how could that be? If he love Yahweh, and you say you love Yahweh, and he's praising him the way he praises him, and you not saying nothing. How can y'all love the same one? If you love the same one he loved, then you're going to praise him just like he praised him. Yah's good. I'm going to speak the word tonight, saying the truth is the truth. Because of Yah, the son, Yahshua HaMashiach, have paid the price for all of us his precious blood, then there is an excuse for none of us, saints. There is an excuse for none of us. Our hands should go up so fast. From Brother Pat, tell us to lift up our hands and praise Yah. There shouldn't be no problem. Everybody's hand, from side to side, young or old, all hands should be up praising Yah. And even open our mouth unto Yah. Yep, open our mouth unto Yah. I don't care about no kind of situation that you've been through. That shouldn't stop you from praising Yah. The one that breathed the breath in you. The one that made and gave you use of every limb of your body. That shouldn't stop you. That should not stop you. Ain't no excuse there. Don't tell me that's an excuse. That's no excuse. That's no excuse. Even tiredness ain't no excuse. Yah is worthy to be praised. He chose you from the foundation of the earth, and someone leaving this instant and you sitting here. So don't tell me that's an excuse. Don't tell me. Out of your family, he chose you, and you sitting here to give him the praise, and you can't praise him? I have five brothers and two sisters, and he chose me, and they still out there. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him, saint. Yeah, I'm going to praise him. Yeah, I was a wretch just like they were. He had his mercy upon me, and I'm not going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, precious Abba. Verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, giving thanks to Yahweh our Abba. Turning to Philippians 2:1. Philippians. Verse 1. If they be therefore, Philippians 2:1. If they be therefore any consolation in Yahshua HaMashiach, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Ruach, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, being of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. We have a problem in that area too. The scripture is true, saints. That's what we should do. Verse 4, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Help us in that area, Abba Yahweh. Help us. For we need your help, Abba Yahweh. Verse 5 say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yahshua HaMashiach. Verse 6, who being in the form of Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yahweh. Verse 7 say, but made himself of no reputation. We like reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant. It would be nice for us to serve one another sometimes, saint. And was made in the likeness of man. Verse 8. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself. Let us humble ourselves sometimes, saint. And became obedient to death, even the death of the stake. Thank you. Wherefore Yahweh also has highly, verse 9, has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yahshua every knee should bow, and everything in the Shemaiah, and things in the Olam, and things under the Olam, all should give him praise. If that's going to be, what is the problem of those that call them conditional of Abba Yahweh? Because whether you're conditional or not, you're going to do what he said here. Your knee is going to bow and your mouth is going to come open. Yes, it is. And it's going to come open. That every tongue should confess that Yahshua HaMashiach is the sovereign ruler. Why don't the conditional go ahead and confess that he is the sovereign ruler? In the honor and splendor of Yahweh our Abba. Verse 12 say, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And there's not much fear or trembling today, saints. Verse 13, but it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. 14 say, do all things. Oh, help us in this area, Abba Yahweh. For time and time again, the word has been preached on this right here. We still have a problem. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. And you can do it, saints. You can do it. Verse 15, that you may be blameless and harmless. That is why the word being preached so hard to the people, saints. The sons of Yahweh without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine a light in the world. Hold them forth the word of life. And that's what should be in us, the word of life of Abba Yahweh. That's what people should see in us, even amongst our brothers and sisters. it shouldn't be still the same thing that the way we were out in the world, saint. Hold them forth the word of life, that I may boast and rejoice in the day of Hamashiach. They're not much boasted in Hamashiach, but there are plenty of boasted in self. That I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Is that the way it's going to be with you, saints? Is your labor going to be in vain? Yea, if I be offered upon the sacrifice in service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. And it is going to be a rejoicing time when I see my Abba. Turn to Ephesians 4:17. Ephesians. This I say therefore, testify in Yahweh that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yahshua, through the ignorance that is in them. And there shouldn't be no ignorance in here today, saints. Much word that have been spoken by the brothers and by the pastor. Our sword should be very sharp. We should be aware of the taxes of the devil. Because the word is always preparing us to be spoken by each brother. But because we turn a deaf ear to the word, Satan take advantage of us. I tell you, it's more than one ear listening. So, saints, let us start receiving this word. But not only receive it with gladness and joy. Let it bring the shalom Abba Yahweh in your land. Let's receive it. Then we have on the whole armor of Abba Yahweh, putting on the helmet of salvation, making sure that our loins are girded about with truth, making sure that our feet are shod in the preparation of His truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And if you just listen and take heed and quit turning a deaf ear to the truth, you have the sword that you can fight the enemy with. Every brother is giving you the sword if you just listen. If you just listen, if you just shema, it's time to hear, saints, and quit hearing this corruptible flesh of ours, saints, this carnal mind, saints, that's going to lead us to death, saints, and going to make us miss out on the kingdom, saints, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not. Because the things in this world are not of Abba Yahweh. He said the old lamb and the shemayim should pass away. But this right here going to stand the test of time. This right here going to stand the test of time. Verse 19. Who being past feeling has given themselves over to lasciviousness, to walk, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Ephesians 19, verse 29. But you have not so learned Yahshua HaMashiach. Verse 21 say, if so be that you have learned, if you have heard him and have not been taught by him at the truth in Yahshua, verse 22, that you put off concern the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, wicked, according to the deceitful lust. Verse 23 says, and be renewed in the ruah of your mind. And let the word cleanse you and purge you, saints, that the ruah may enter in. He's not going to put new wine in old bottles. It got to be cleaned out. Verse 24. And that you put on the new man which after Yahshua is created in tzedekah, righteousness, and true kodashness. Verse 25, wherefore putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Verse 26, be you angry and sin not. We do much sinning. Because our anger go far beyond Abba Yahweh's anger. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. It is just the mercy of Abba Yahweh. Because we let the sun go down upon our wrath. It's just Yahweh's mercy. It's just Yahweh's mercy. Because, why you say that, Deacon Benny? Because when we wake up in the morning, we still have that same wrath against our brother and our sister. And it's just Yahweh's mercy that we got up that next day. Just His mercy. Not ours, just His mercy. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Neither give place to the devil, which we do plenty of that. Because we don't go to Abba Yahweh. Then let Him give us the victory. But we give place to the devil, that bitterness and anger being our lead. That's why we fight so much. Abba Yahweh bring the shalom of Abba Yahweh and people lay in. Because He said He's not the author of confusion, but of shalom. And that is. 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. We have a problem with that one too. Because for one thing, we don't do like the scriptures say. We don't be slow to speak, but we speak quick. And the scriptures say, be slow to speak and quick to hear. See, we do it backwards. We are slow to hear, but we speak fast. Not letting Abba Yahweh give us the words to say. That's why the vision, and that's why anger and bitterness come amongst the house of Abba Yahweh. Because we just don't do what His words say. But we say we love Abba Yahweh. And we love our brothers and sisters. We got to get real with Abba Yahweh. And we're going to have to be the real true condition with one another as well. We're going to have to be a family of the house of Yah. Because He said, let the tares and wheat go together. He's going to do the separating. Somehow or another, we don't think He's going to do that. But we'll see as time go on. And grieve not the Ruah, a Kodesh of Yahweh, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, and as pastor say, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind one to another, tender hearted. Help us, Yah. We need your help in that area. Forgiving one another, even as Yahweh, for Messiah's sake, has forgiven you. Turn to Ephesians 5 and 1. Ephesians. Verse 1. Be you therefore followers of Yahweh as dear children, and walk in love of Yahshua HaMashiach, as also has loved us, has given Himself us an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication, verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming kedushim. And let it not be. And if it is, repent before Abba Yahweh and get it right, saints. Get it right while you have time. And the time ain't tomorrow, but the time is now. It ain't always tomorrow, Abba Yahweh, but it's a now. It's a now. Verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Yahshua Mashiach and of Yahweh. Verse 6, let no man deceive you, even the man of your wicked heart, deceive you with vain words. For because of these things come the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be you therefore not partakers with them. That's what the scripture says, is that true? Be you therefore not partakers of them. We got to get it right, saints. We the condition of Abba Yahweh. We better start standing as a condition. That when someone come to you, and you know that they're not speaking the right word of righteousness or tzedakah, but speaking with a carnal mind, we better start letting them know. We better start standing up to them. But we see, because we agree with them, or we can stand with them, like that I was saying, the same birds. I'll put it to you this way. How can two walk together unless they agree? Now, if you're agreeing with something that's not of Abba Yahweh, or not according to the truth of Abba Yahweh, then have the tzedakah of righteousness in you. And saints, you know what is Abba Yahweh and what's not. You know what is the wickedness and what of darkness. Don't nobody have to tell you that. You want to hear it because there's something in you that's not right. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because don't tell me, nah, if you and that same person, if they're talking about a brother or sister, and that sister didn't go back and get it right with that sister, then evidently you didn't tell the sister or the brother the right thing to do. Then if you both were upset at the sister or brother, then all both of y'all got wickedness in y'all legs. Yes, you do. It's time for the condition of Abba Yahweh to be real with each other. I mean the house and the family of Abba Yahweh. It's even time for us to be true with one another. Quit all this division. Quit banging this all against each other. Which, like I said, is nothing. It don't have to be. You know, because I always say, the pastor don't have to get into something that y'all can handle amongst yourselves. But because one don't want to hear it, then he got to get involved. Then when he get involved, you think he's doing wrong because he correct you with the truth of Abba Yahweh. So how can he be wrong? You say you love truth. You say you believe truth. Then why do you get upset? Why don't you just say, thank you, Pastor, that is what I needed. That's what he correct you with. Long as I've been knowing him, that's all he went to the word. That's what he been standing on. So that's why I couldn't be a righteous judge on that now. Can't none of y'all tell me that. Because that's all I've seen him do. Not only with a brother, not only with a sister, with a brother as well. He go to the word. You can't fight the word. But you do because your mind is still your carnal. And the right in you, like you say, you have it. And not either the pure love of Abba Yahweh. We got to quit pretending, saints. We got to be real. We got to get that sober mind of Abba Yahweh. We got to have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And start walking in his truth. I'm telling you, with each other. With each other. Because this is our lifeline right here, saying. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. I thank you for his word. For that give us the teshua, the victory. And Yahshua HaMashiach. Let me read on. Turn to Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, kodesh, acceptable to Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. And let this word transform your mind tonight, saints, that we start walking in the truth and the Torah of Abba Yahweh. But be you transformed in the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that tov and acceptable and perfect will of Abba Yahweh. To be humble and faithfully. Go to Romans 12:3. For I say through the free unmerited pardon given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly that he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Turn to Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Master Yahshua, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Let us greet Yahweh Yahshua with a hearty hallelujah. That is my last verse. I turn it back to the hand of the pastor.